So I'm going to talk about a subject everybody knows a lot about. I was making a brisket. Sometimes I do well, sometimes I don't. But anyhow, we all know how you have to do a brisket for a long time. So at 3 in the morning, brisket was still going. I had the alarm clock. I woke up. I went outside. I went outside and I saw the stars falling. And I am not kidding. What I'm telling you is the truth. It is the absolute truth. The stars were coming down and I was bewildered. I looked up and I saw nothing. There was no wind, nothing. The stars were actually coming down. I counted 5, 10, 20, 30. And I'm thinking, first thought, I'm waking up, right? Christ is returning. Well, that can't be. And then it popped into my head. There's aliens. They're coming down. There's no other way. This has got to be spaceships. And then I thought, maybe it's the military exercise. There's military. These ships are coming in fast. It looks like something for the movies. And then I look up and I refocus, and the stars are stationary right where they're supposed to be, and the clouds are moving at a rapid pace, probably 100 miles per hour for all I know, going by. And then once I readjusted, I saw it was just the clouds. But it could have been something else. And man, I tell you, I was awake after that. But this is the return of Christ. It did pop into my head prior to the alien thought. But we're here at the Feast of Trumpets. And it is a beautiful time for all of us to be together. You know how I am. I'm a sucker for family. You are all my family. And I truly enjoy being around my family. That's probably not known in my family since I moved about 1,500 miles from all my family. So I'm glad I have you all here. But today, Feast of Trumpets, I want to talk to you about the end time atmosphere. I know that's where you're thinking, how does this correlate to the stars falling, right? But you and I must be diligent to be found demonstrating two character traits. The Bible warns about scoffers dismissing end time prophecies. What does this mean for you and me living in the end times? We are living in the end times. Peter warned about scoffers in the last days. Please turn over to 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3. Hebrews, James, before John, 2 Peter 3. In verse 3-4, scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. I think everyone in here can picture that scenario today. There are nothing but scoffers out there. Just for clarity, what is a scoffer? A scoffer is a false teacher, a mocker. Scoffers commonly mix in humor with ridicule. Their razor-sharp wit often dismisses opponents with only a few words. It's very challenging and impossible to even have a dialogue, with a scoffer. Peter warns that the last days leading up to the Christ's return, scoffers will deny and make fun of Christ's promising return. So point number one, be diligent to be found by him in peace. God wants to give us his kingdom. He's already sent his son to accept the death penalty in our place. Should we think for one second he will have his hands tied with some trial? Our Lord God? Absolutely not. When we begin to develop a steadfast faith that God is able to and will guide us through all the storms that come upon us, we take another step towards peace. Satan would have you believe that peace is what happens when everyone stops fighting and starts accepting every way of life. If only everyone just accepted everything, there wouldn't be war. that can't be further from the truth. The fact is, peace comes when we accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Father, and what He has told us to do. If we truly desire a true spiritual peace, then we must be prepared to fight a spiritual war. But unlike a physical war, this one, we are guaranteed to win. As long as we keep our eyes on the kingdom of God, our minds and hearts on perfect law of God. Satan may be relentless, but he is, in the end, just another storm coming upon you. And the God we stand with is so much greater. To quote the Apostle Paul, the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Jesus warned his true followers not to think that his return would be delayed. And that is where most people are today. Yeah, I'll think about God when the time comes closer to the end. We're not allowed to have that. God, our Father, has given us Jesus Christ, and He told us in the instruction manual, I will not delay my coming. I will be there. You be ready. Jude records this component of the ministry. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before the apostle, our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. That is pretty descriptive of today. That is very descriptive of today. I think if you could picture the world and use one word to describe it, I would say mockers or scoffers would be the word. People in secret hide. They hide behind their computer to destroy everyone else because they're not happy. And if they're not happy, you can't be happy. Point two, be diligent to be found by Him without spot and blameless. That is 2 Peter 3:14. We won't turn there. Actually, both of them are there. Peace and be without spot and blameless. Is there any way that you can be blameless without God? Absolutely not. Can you be on your own? No. No way. Not possible. Paul warned the members to be spiritually alert and vigilant so that they would not be caught off guard by the appearing of Christ. He will come suddenly, unexpected, as a thief in the night. And we need to be ready. And there are many examples in the Bible which were given to us with analogies telling us to be ready, to be prepared. Paul placed his trust in God to help the believers in their endeavors to live a life that is pleasing to God. My greatest joy throughout the day is when I go to bed at night and know, I didn't mess up too bad today. I didn't do that. I read my Bible. I got in this scriptures. I did it. Okay. Now I will close my eyes and start over tomorrow. My prayer is not a prayer that's good forever. My prayer is only good for one day. God, this day, help me. Why? Because you, me, we all have one thing in common. We're under attack. Always, relentless, forever. Well, in our physical lives. Understanding human weaknesses, Paul placed his trust in God to help the believers in their endeavors to live a life pleasing to Him. And that is 1 Thessalonians 5. We won't turn there, but kind of a highlight of 1 Thessalonians 5 comes up with, our Lord comes as a thief in the night. Okay, we covered that. Peace and safety, then destruction comes upon them. Do you have the fear of God in you? what's going to happen to those around you? They think they're safe. They think they have peace. They will not. Not in darkness, so the day does not overtake you as a thief. If you want peace, be careful that your mind is not in darkness. The moment your mind goes in the darkness, you are not without spot. You are not blameless. No good is in the dark. You must be the son of light and day. In the day, the analogies are endless. You can actually see in the day, right? I know, who wants to drive at night? I don't, because I can't see very well. Watch for our Lord and be sober-minded. Your mind is sharp, not giddy with other influences. You're ready, you're prepared, you know. Be able to defend yourself at any time. These are the ways to be without spot and blameless. Breastplate of faith, love, and have the hope of salvation. We do have salvation. It's coming, I know. But man, when you mess up royally, when you do something so bad, man, you feel like that's been shaken from you. Comfort each other and edify one another. Do you know what edify means? Edify one another means to build each other up. You never destroy one another. You never say evil about one another. You encourage each other. You never miss a Sabbath day, especially the annual Sabbath days. You encourage those to go to be there with you, with us. You talk to your brothers and sisters in Christ to strengthen them. I need that. Am I not human? Are you not human? We need strength given 24/7 if possible. I'm not saying you could call me at 3 in the morning because I'll be looking at the stars with a brisket, but I need your strength, the hugs. You know, some people don't get hugs but once a week. So you be generous. Be kind and loving and build each other up. You are required to rejoice always and pray without ceasing. I'm reading you literally a couple scriptures from 1 Thessalonians. That's what this is, a list that I pulled out of a couple scriptures. It's remarkable how the instruction manual, well, it gives you so much instruction. You know the difference between rejoicing and being happy? Happy is a situation. You take away my toy, I'm not going to be happy, right? But rejoice comes from the heart. Take away the toy. I don't care. I know the true God, and you can't take that from me. And pray without ceasing. That is the most powerful ammunition we have. You mess up, it doesn't matter. Don't mess up again, but you go to God and you say, okay, your instruction manual has the answer. Show me the answer. Help me get through it. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. If someone tells you something that doesn't sound right, go to your Bible. It doesn't matter if you're in the church or not. If someone tells you something that's correct and you prove it, you've proven it. The Sabbath is a sign. It is special. To me, I don't care what you say. I know the Sabbath is special for me, and it's a commandment of God. We need to remember that in the long run, God will not be mocked. He knows everything. And that all will receive their due rewards for what they have done. That's straight from Scriptures, Galatians 6, 7 through 8. As Paul further explained, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you and me. And what does today represent? The return of the Christ, of our Christ. God is not behind schedule or delayed, but is carefully working to bring many sons to glory. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is the Feast of Trumpets. Our Lord and Savior will return soon. We have been given specific instructions on what we are to do prior to his return. We are to be diligent, to be found in peace, and without spot and blameless.